listener production.
A decision soon to be made on the supercars. Returning to Newcastle, the Air Force confirms a major tourism event and new hurdles renters are being forced through. Sunny, tops of 21 on the coast and 19 in the valley. I'm Hamish Findlay and this is your Hunter Local News. Well, it is looking very likely Newcastle will hold on to the supercars. A five-year hosting rights deal wrapped up this year, leaving a question mark on the event's future. Well, we're now hearing the state government will reveal its decision in the coming days. And Sports Minister Steve Camper has given a big hint the Newcastle 500 will continue.
We're working through that at the moment. I mean, it's very important. If we keep the supercars going there in Newcastle, it's a very, very important event. So I'm fairly confident we'll land in a good place.
Although Newcastle Council still gets the final say, and that'll be guided by recent public feedback. The Air Force has confirmed they will be bringing their biannual air show to Williamtown later this year. It's a big deal for the Air Force. It'll be spread over 2 days involving modern and historic aircraft and is expected to attract tens of thousands of people. The last big air show at Williamtown was held in 2010. They'll announce more details today. Well, we've got an update from the state government on the Singleton bypass and concerns about land acquisition. The local council and affected landowners are yet to reach an agreement on a sale price for their properties. Minister for Regional Roads, Jenny Aitchison, insists talks are progressing well.
We want to get it done right. We want to do it properly. So I can't really give you a time frame, but what I am saying is the change in attitude, I guess, is the thing that's the most important at this point. Is being open to these landholders where they're having issues, where they've got concerns. Let's work through them on a case-by-case basis.
Well, some Australians trying to find a place to rent are now being asked to pre-apply for properties before even inspecting them. The applications need a lot of information, including the person's financial situation, and can often take hours to fill out. Some online ads say once pre-approved, the potential tenant will be offered a private inspection. And anyone across the country displaying or selling Nazi symbols could face up to 12 months behind bars under new laws being introduced next week. Displaying propaganda like flags, armbands and clothing are also part of the nationwide ban. Having a look at sport now, Adam O'Brien says they've got plenty in the tank for some big ticket games over the next few rounds. They've had a fairly rare run of good luck on the injury front coming off the bye. They've got two top two clashes over the next 3 weeks, including the Broncos tomorrow. But O'Brien says there's plenty of self-belief now.
Rather than be daunted by it, I just think that we're at a place now with our group that we have some confidence that our best footy, we've competed really strongly, I feel, this year. So that's what we need to do over the next 3 weeks. There's signs there that we can compete with those sorts.
Overnight, the Gold Coast bounced back into winning form with a 28-12 victory over the West Tigers. AJ Brimson starred in his return for the Titans, scoring the first try of the match. And one door closes, another opens at the Jets. Just hours after confirming goalie Jack Duncan has departed the club, they've confirmed Western United's Ryan Scott has signed for the next season. Duncan's made 99 appearances for the Jets since he signed 10 years ago.